Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Wearing his Butler Bulldogs cap yet again, Mark Cabali over on our YouTube page. You can see him there. Our streaming, is it Butler? No? Who is that?
It's the Portview Bulldogs, 8-and-under champs, by the way.
Oh, congratulations on all your success. What position were you coaching? Third base? First base?
I was a quiet father in the right field stands.
That's going to be me.
Good for you. Good for you. I mean that, Mark. Good for you.
Great job, Mark. Not getting caught up in the 8-year-old politics.
My dad used to, when I wasn't in the game for North Catholic basketball, would read the paper, which I always thought was an absolutely like respectable move.
Tribber PG.
He was a PG reader. It was usually, he would read the whole paper. And by then he was usually on to like the business section or something like that. But he would literally read the paper if I wasn't in the game.
Mark, we have Patrick Peterson today on his podcast with his cousin saying, why are guys like me not on teams? Stephon Gilmore, Eddie Jackson, Xavier Howard, all these great corners are out there. Why hasn't anybody picked me up? Why didn't the Steelers want Patrick Peterson back?
Well, I don't know if that's quite the case quite yet. You look at all those guys right there, and they're all very similar. You know, older gentlemen that really don't need off-season work. They're going to come in and they're not going to do anything during OTAs. They're not going to do much during training camp. So they're sort of about sit back and wait type of guys, where if things go wrong, I'm not even talking about the Steelers, I'm talking about around the NFL. If you find out that you need a guy, that's who you go to, because you could pretty much plug and play a lot of those guys. I mean, obviously they're not the best in the world anymore, but they definitely could help out a lot of teams. I wouldn't be surprised if all those guys eventually land on a team.
Do you think Peterson is still on the Steelers' radar? Do you think he could still be back?
Yeah, I think he could be. I mean, it all depends on what happens in training camp. See if Corey Trice can be able to play. See how Dante Jackson, if anybody gets hurt. It's one of those guys where you can easily make the call and say, come on in here, and we need you. But if you don't need him, then why grab him right now? And like I said, I think that goes with a lot of those guys across that he named right now. Those are guys who are not top of the priority list right now, but they might become pretty important here come late August.
Mark, how much do you think they are counting on Corey Trice to be fully recovered and be the player I think they felt like maybe they were getting last year. Like, how big of a part of their plans do you think he is?
I think they're cautiously optimistic. I mean, you can't go into the season thinking this guy's going to take a snap because he has yet to. And, I mean, it's not even here last year where he got hurt in the first day of training camp, but even back to his days in college where he was hurt as well. So I don't know. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why he fell so long. I mean, he looks the part. He definitely looks like he could be a guy to come in and play right away, but you just can't take that as an assumption right now because he is yet to do that. You've seen a lot of guys around the NFL that look the part, then they come in and just don't do it. I think they'll approach him as a guy that whatever they get for him, it would be just a benefit right now, but they can't anticipate it. And that's why some of these other guys might come into play here in the middle of training camp.
One of these stories, again, where everyone has a podcast, so we get to hear from people we never expect to hear from podcasts. A couple of weeks ago, it was Cam Kanaday talking about Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown's relationship. Now we have Chris Oladokun on his podcast saying the best thing that ever happened to him was the Steelers cutting him so soon so he could latch on with the Chiefs, that before training camp was even over, he was out there warming up and someone said, "Hey, Chris, they want you upstairs." And he said before he even got to his hotel to clean out his room, the Chiefs were on the phone saying, "Come to Kansas City. We've got a spot for you." Why the hell was he even on the team to begin with, Mark?
That's a good question. I mean, it was going to be a long shot for him to even make the team, right? I guess it was just in case, you know, somebody came and wanted Mason Rudolph and wild the Steelers and they were got rid of him, then you can have a third guy, I guess, that. But that was probably a mistake. Drafting him. But, you know, as of letting him go early, that's very usual for the Steelers. I think they just did that, you know, at the end of OTAs, they let a couple of guys go. And I think, Trent Thompson maybe, and I believe somebody else they let go.
Denzel Mims.
So they can go catch on somewhere else real quick because they weren't going to fit in right here. But as for Oladokun, I don't know why they drafted him. It was a wasted pick at the time. And seventh round pick.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to lose any sleep over that.
Was it true that that was a pick they just said, "Kevin, this is your final pick as an NFL GM. Do you want to make that pick?" Have you not heard that?
I never heard
the apocryphal story there is that they just kind of said, "Kevin, it's a late pick. Obviously, it's the last pick here. We're just going to let you make it. Basically, pick the guy you want to pick here of the whole board."
You know what, Malzie? The funny thing is if you ever talk to Kevin Colbert, he values those seventh-round picks more than anybody I've ever met in my life. He always mentions, well, you can always find a Brett Keyes on the seventh-round pick. But you know what? You can find about two dozen other guys that get cut and they stink right away. You know, I mean, nobody mentions the Dallas Bakers of the world, who is a seventh-round pick back in, what, 2003 or something like that?
No, more recent
Clemens a seventh-round pick?
Yes.
I think he might have been a six, maybe. He was a three. I think they had three sixes that year. He might have been the last of the sixes, if I recall. But, you know, I mean, saying that, then just have a throwaway like that on Oladokun, and if that was the story, I didn't hear that it was the story. That kind of goes against everything Kevin Colbert believed in.
Mark, any comments on what we experienced 2 days ago with the hot dog eating contest and what transpired here at the Fan?
Yeah, first of all, I have no idea who won. Never heard of the guy before. No offense.
T-Bird. Big pothead.
Yeah, T-Bird. What does T-Bird do?
He's an on-site engineer, so when we take our show on the road, he's the person that's keeping us on the air on site.
Okay, so T-Bird's quite important to it. And, you know, I'm very... You know, I called it with intern Dom. He was giving me a little crap last week when I said he's lucky to eat one, and I think I was correct on that one.
Yep.
Harry Callis, man, a little disappointed in him. A little disappointed. I thought he could power through a little bit. So Donnie needs to, you know, he's just a skinny guy now. So I guess we have to expect that from him.
Mark, I also had a theory with the guys, and I think it's hard to disagree. Now, you weren't in the room watching this. If that went two or three more minutes, very real chance that Harry Callis, who went in as the heavy favorite, was going to finish in fourth place. He hit a wall like I've never seen somebody hit before.
Wait, did you call it? You said it was like the wall the size of the Mexican border or something.
Yeah.
Like
he
Great Wall of China. Yeah. The Great Wall of Calais.
Yeah, it might as well have been. He had five dogs down with, I think, 4 minutes to
go. He did. That's exactly right.
He did not finish another one.
He did not get to six.
What about that guy yesterday that drank a gallon of lemonade in 21 seconds?
That would be next year's Badlands Booker?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe that would be next year's.
Do you know that it's supposed to be physically impossible to drink a gallon of milk without projectile vomiting it back up?
We used to try to do the challenge where you would eat six saltines in 2 minutes and no one could ever do it.
Right. Well, same deal with the milk. It's supposed to not be physically possible to do.
Well, that sounds like a good contest you guys should whip up here in the near future.
I would do the saltine challenge against you, Pony.
No, I'm talking about the milk challenge.
Yes, because I want to see a bunch of people projectiling.
Well, Harry Callis can't do that one, or else there's a lot more than just projectile vomiting that's going to happen.
I'll tell intern Don I'll pay him $5,000 if he can drink a gallon of milk in an hour.
Without throwing
intern
it up.
He'd probably drink the almond milk, right?
Oh, no. It's got to be the real deal, whole milk.
All right, Mark, we'll talk next week.
All right, we'll see you, fellas.
See ya.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.